to go away.
Yep. Cat Stevens, that's number two of three on Triple Play Thursday. That's from Dylan. He requested that. Thank you, Dylan. Cat Stevens. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday, 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. Okay. Great TV commercial jingles. Here's a story that that got me to want to talk about this topic and get your input here as well. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Nowadays, the commercial jingle seems to be disappearing from the advertising landscape, replaced by pop tunes and wordless background music. But for decades, the simple, catchy tunes were ubiquitous, blanketing the television and radio airwaves with songs about everything from bologna to bananas, from stomach medicine to State Farm. The commercial jingle was once so common that it was hard to imagine a time before it existed. But as The Atlantic reports, the jingle likely got its start way back in 1926. 1926, when a Minnesota company called Washburn Crosby hired a barbershop quartet to promote its struggling cereal, Wheaties. So they trace it back to a barbershop quartet, 1926, singing about Wheaties. As you probably know, if you've ever visited a grocery store, the resulting radio ad was a success, saving the cereal from extinction. While there is some debate as to whether the song was really the first commercial jingle or just one of the first, the ad indisputably inspired other advertisers to set their own ads to music. So here it is, the original, what they say is maybe the first commercial jingle of all time about Wheaties.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best food of man. They're crispy and crunchy the whole year through. The kiddies never tire of them, and neither will you. So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.
That's awesome. That was awesome. They should bring that back. Don't you think they should bring that back for Wheaties?
That was pretty good.
That's great. 1926.
You should do a remix.
Yeah, they should do like a... Well, they're doing that now with like the M&Ms.
There you go. You can do a techno remix of the Wheaties.
Yeah.
Commercial.
DJ Shagru, and you want to get on that? You can get a remix going?
Yeah, I'll call DJ Zed and we'll get going on that.
That was cool. All right, so the 18 all-time greatest radio and TV commercial jingles I have, it's from American Music Concepts. And what are yours? 312-981-7200. There are some that get stuck in your head, obviously, some that that you would love to be able to forget. But we have a bunch of them here. So the 18 greatest radio and TV commercial jingles. And the idea is to actually get it stuck in your head. That's kind of, you know, I mean, that's obviously what the advertiser wants. Is you remember the product and you remember the song, and it always associates you. So you associate it with the product. I want a barbershop quartet in here every night. Can we get a barbershop quartet in here every night, Dan?
I mean, I'd imagine they don't charge a lot, so maybe we could swing it with the budget.
We already had a guest on this week whose dad was in a barbershop
right, yes.
quartet. So this it's a very popular thing. Man, barbershop quartet. That was cool. I'd never heard that before. Had you ever heard that Wheaties before?
No, I had not heard that.
Esmeralda, what about you? You ever hear that before?
I have not.
No, I never heard it either. That was so cool. All right. Are we ready to count down some of these and talk about some jingles? All right. This jingle first aired in 1970. See if you guys remember this one. It first aired in 1970. Number 18 on the list of the 18 all-time greatest radio TV commercial jingles.
When do you say Budweiser?
Just as soon as I catch the world's biggest
galosh.
When do you say Budweiser?
Now that's a multiple choice question. Friday night, Saturday.
How about now?
After the work is done, while you're still having fun, the king of beers is waiting for your call. When you say Budweiser.
How about now?
You
said it all.
Yeah, that was pretty classic. You guys might be too young to remember that one. Do you remember that one, Dan?
I do not.
Yeah. Esmeralda?
Not at all.
Yeah, when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. 70s, definitely. Okay. Yeah, you guys will know this one. This one goes back to the 1980s, and it's been used since in a variety of formats. You guys will know this one for sure. Yeah. They still do that one. They still use that one. Best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Esmeralda, by the way, the morning show really loves your singing.
Is that waking them up?
Yeah. When we went down, you know, Dan and I were leaving, and we have to stop in to the Showcase studio before we leave. Dan has to do something in the Showcase studio. And sometimes we get in there, and the crew is in there. And yesterday when we were leaving, we came in, and Dave Ennett and Mike, they both mentioned your singing.
Are they in a fetal position when they just like can't get it out of my head?
They complimented my singing. I don't know. I have no idea why.
Well, what I realized, and I was telling V this, and he was trying to make me feel better. He's like, no, I mean, that's how the song goes. I was like, every time I sing, I feel the need to yell.
No, you get into it.
But I, for some reason, like, I saw this. I could have gone like that. I'm like, I saw this. I'm yelling.
Well, that's okay. There's a lot of yelling on this show. I mean, I scream all the time. I'm yelling all the time. Yeah!
It makes me think that the yelling, like I'm doing it better that way. No, not at all.
No, you're just trying to sell it. You're trying to sell the song. There's a lot of energy in your performance, and part of good performing is selling it. I really expect you to get that Wheaties jingle down for tomorrow, Esmeralda.
But I need like three other people.
You can do all the parts. I have that. I have the confidence in you, and that would be fantastic if we woke Dave Ennett up with you singing the Wheaties jingle.
Oh God!
Wouldn't that be awesome? Like Dave Ennett's waking up. Wait a minute, is this the Wheaties jingle? I remember this from when I was a kid.
Scar.
No, he probably wouldn't remember this from 1926. Dave's not that old.
Maybe Orion?
Cochran he is.
According to Cochran, yeah, right?
Yeah, that's the running joke.
That's the running joke. Dave is an alcoholic who's 90.
Right.
That's the running joke on the Cochran show.
Oh, I was thinking he'd be a Highlander.
Oh.
Because he looks so good.
Oh.
He does look good.
Oh, he's a handsome man. He's got perfect hair.
It's kale.
It is the kale. Yeah, that's what it is. All right, we ready for the nation? Kale should have a jingle. Do they have a jingle for kale? Kale, 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 I love my kale. That's the.
Should bring that up to Dave Ennett. I'm sure he would
have Dave sing that. Have Dave sing that. The kale song. Kale, 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 I love my kale.
Would it be a conflict of interest if he sponsored the sports reports?
Right before every sports report, Dave has to go, kale, 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 I love my kale. Now the Cubs have won 15 in a row, you know, or whatever. That's a pretty good jingle I just came up with, don't you think? I should be in advertising.
Hey, man, you're like Barry Manilow. Right?
He wrote a bunch of jingles. Right? Barry Manilow wrote a ton of them. And so did, who else? Alan Thicke, I think, wrote a few. He wrote some TV themes.
Jim Peterik.
Jim Peterik wrote some. What did Jim Peterik write?
I think he's responsible for the number one entry on our list.
Are you serious? That's Peterik?
I thought I had heard that rumor at some point. I'll see if I can confirm that.
Wow. God, Eye of the Tiger and that? Why does he work? He just loves the music, I guess. That guy doesn't need to work a day in his life. He wrote Eye of the Tiger. It was done. His career, he could have ended his career in 1983. So, oh, man. Well, I'm the guy who wrote the kale jingle. How about that? You know, when we do the list next year, it'll be kale, kale, kale. I love my kale. It'll be number two. Yeah, it's number two, all right. Hold on a minute now.
All right.
All right. So we're going to get back to the – and if you guys want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200 with your favorite jingles, TV jingles, and the ones that get stuck in your head. And we got radio and TV jingles here. We're going to play a bunch of them and talk about the ad campaigns. And then maybe we'll get Esmeralda to sing about kale.
I think that's you. That's all you.
That's all me. I can handle – because I actually like kale. Esmeralda, you like kale, don't you?
It's a little too rough. Although I've never – I hear you're supposed to massage the kale, and then it gets tender.
3:45, everybody, if you want to mark that down for Straight Out of Context for tomorrow's show.
Yeah, but I said the kale.
That's okay. Everybody has a pet name for it. I call mine kale. Oh, man. All right. 312-981-7200. We'll get back to more crazy commercial jingles coming up. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Dylan, my good friend Dylan, who's been listening to the show since he was an infant, requested some Cat Stevens for Triple Play Thursday. You want to get your requests in? 312-981-7200. We are talking about the greatest and most memorable radio TV commercial jingles of all time. I have a list of the 18 according to American Music Concepts. So far we've heard, when you say Bud, you've said it all. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. And of course, the original Wheaties jingle that dates back to 1926 with a fantastic barbershop quartet, and my new jingle about kale. We've heard that. All right, let's get back to the list. Today's updated version of the classic jingle features characters singing it in a cappella, but the classic memorable melody is still there. See if you guys know this one.
Stuff take. Oh, what is going on in here?
It's okay, relax. Watch this.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Dave.
Wow.
Is that your agent?
It's the jingle. Try it.
No.
Like a good neighbor.
Just say it. State Farm is there.
With a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl from 4E?
And can I get a hot tub?
Nice.
Find out what else State Farm agents can do for you.
There you go. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And there was they had like a recording of it. Hey, do you know that Dana DiLorenzo was in one of those State Farm commercials? Our good friend.
Oh, yeah, I saw her.
My best friend, Dana DiLorenzo. She's in the one where the person is telling the story. They're at like in a break room. And the person is telling the story and they disappear because it's all the best part. She says, oh, right at the best part. Dana DiLorenzo says that's her in the State Farm commercial. Okay. By the way, Dana DiLorenzo emailed me, wants to come back on the show. I said anytime. She didn't even have to promote
it. She out in the lobby?
Yeah.
She's like, hey.
Hey, can I come in? You kidding? She could be on every night as far as I'm concerned. By the way, if you've not seen the interview, we have video of the interview that Dana DiLorenzo did. She's the star of Ash vs. Evil Dead. And she spent a significant amount of time living in Chicago. Went to school with Esmeralda. Recognized Esmeralda, you know, immediately. And then we had her on, and she was just fantastic on the show. She killed. And there's a video of it. You can actually see it. We had Kristen Decker was in here with a camera, and she filmed the entire interview. And it was great. She's unbelievably funny and great and entertaining. And we talked about everything from Ash vs. Evil Dead to her time working on Craig Ferguson's show. So, and much more. So you can check it out. It's archived over there. Get the video. Check it out. Dana DiLorenzo on at WGNRadio.com. All right. So, Like a Good Neighbor. All right, how about this one? Repetition really works. And here's a jingle that has a lot of repetition in it.
When it says Libby's, Libby's, Libby's on the label, 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 nothing's better, better, better on your table, 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 because we think you'll agree it's hard to find a canned vegetable that's
younger, tender, rounder, sweeter,
redder, moister, brighter, crisper.
On the Libby's label is a note that says we challenge you to find a better can of vegetables. Because we think you'll agree, it's hard to find one that's
younger, tender, rounder, sweeter, redder, moister, brighter, crisper, yum.
Yeah. When it says Libby's, Libby's, Libby's on the label, 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 you will like it, like it, like it on your table, table, table. You guys don't remember that one either? Come on, man.
Never heard it.
I am 97 years old. Libby's, Libby's, Libby's on the label, label, label. You don't remember that? Oh.
Libby's wasn't really a thing, at least for me, that I remember on TV. I remember the Green Giant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Libby's is, it's still a popular canned vegetable. Yeah, it's out there. You can get it. Because it's got Libby's, Libby's, Libby's on the label, label, label. Oh, man. And I think that was Mason Adams who did the voice. You guys don't know who Mason Adams is, do you? Mason Adams, one of the most distinctive voices that an actor's ever had. He was on, if I remember, God, was he on Lou Grant? He was on Lou Grant. Mason Adams. He had a very, and he did voiceover work on 9 million commercials. Yeah, Mason Adams. Very, very distinctive voice. And I think he was on Lou Grant, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Dan, can you look that up, Mason Adams? Maybe he was on Lou Grant. But he had a very distinctive voice. I'm Mason Adams. I sound nothing like Mason. By the way, that doesn't sound anything like Mason Adams. For people out there who remember Mason Adams, that was a terrible impression of Mason Adams.
Yes, managing editor Charlie Hume on Lou Grant.
Yeah. Very distinctive voice and did a ton of voiceover work. And I think that was him on the Libby's, Libby's, Libby's on the label, 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 commercial, commercial, commercial.
When you need a loan, you want to get things settled as fast and efficiently as possible. What you really want is a quick, no-hassle yes. Well, Bank One agrees with you. If you need money, stop at any Bank One office, and we'll show you how quickly we can move. You'll find it won't take us long to put the stamp of approval on your loan. After all, our favorite loan answer is yes.
There you go. That's him. Mason Adams. The guy did 8 million commercials, Mason Adams. Very, very distinctive voice. And he had the kind of, hey, you know, you're kind of like the hometown, you know, hey, I'm a man who lives in a home, in a small town. Welcome. Would you like some apple pie? You know, it's that kind of thing. We leave the pies on our windowsill to cool. You know, it's that kind of voice, kind of the homey little, not a homey, but like homey as in like a homestead, not homey as in don't play that. So, there you go. All right. Now this one, man, this was an incredibly popular jingle that became, as we actually talked about this, a little while ago, about how this became a big hit song, too.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing. Sing with me.
That it was everywhere, everywhere in the 70s and into the 80s, I think. But and then it became like a hit single, like it really charted. That song did. Some of these, though, they stay in your head and you want to kill somebody. So, for instance, let me give you I now play you the next one on the list, which there is a special place in hell for the person who came up with this jingle. Oh my God, do I hate this.
$5 foot long. To save thanks for making Subway footlongs famous, get any piled high regular footlong for just $5. $5 footlongs. Hurry, a celebration this great won't last long.
Oh, God, I hate that. I hate that so much. $5 footlong. Shut up. Okay. We have to take a break. $5 footlong. God, I hate that. One of the most hated, in my opinion, of the jingles of all time. All right, we got a break. News is coming up next, and then more jingles. All right. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. at 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, followed at 6 o'clock by the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And it's Triple Play Thursday, yeah. And 547 area code, or 574 area code requested, Corrine Bailey Ray. And that's a song called Trouble Sleeping. There you go. Triple Play Thursday. Okay. Welcome back to the show, everybody, on a Thursday morning. And we're talking about commercial jingles that you always remember, and sometimes you want to forget them. And the last one that we played, which was the $5 footlong song, is one that I hate. It just makes me nuts. We'll get back to this list, and if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. Here's Rich on WGN. Hi, Rich.
Hi. Is this Nick?
Yes, it is.
Nick, I love your show, and I got a little story about a sponsor that was coming out of the East. They were trying to get into the Midwest, and they were called Tasty Cake.
Okay.
And their jingle was so insipid that one of your on-air personalities one day just had it and wouldn't play the commercial. And I don't think he was too kind about it either, and I don't remember how he got disciplined. I don't know if he lost his job or if he was suspended or what. It'd be neat if you could dig into that and find it. But as I recall, the jingle was just so mindless and insipid, I want to remember it.
So you don't, do you remember who it was that wouldn't play it?
I can't. I mean, I don't even, it's got to be about 20 years ago.
And it was here. You're talking about somebody here at GN.
I believe it was. Cause I, you know, the talk radio I always listened to, and it was probably, I don't know if it was morning or afternoon on my way home from work.
About 20 years ago.
Somewhere in there, but it was Tasty Cake. And as I remember, it was just maddening.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can find out. Thanks, Rich.
You're welcome.
Okay, I would like to find out what's good. What do we have on this, Dan?
This is, according to YouTube, this is the jingle.
Let's all take a tasty break and have a lot of fun. Tasty cake is all the good things wrapped up in one.
One of the good things of life is getting a fair deal. Right now, during County Fair Tasty Cake Days, they got a deal for you, 10 cent savings on the newest Tasty Cake family pack of them all, new cream-filled spice cakes. Now you Tasty Cake fans can put a little spice into your life when you bite into these tongue-tickling spicy cakes with a smooth vanilla cream filling. Look for the money-saving coupon in the food section of your local newspaper and save a dime on your next Tasty Break with Tasty Cake. All the good things wrapped up in one.
Let's all take a tasty break in.
What the hell was that?
I love that voiceover. Did you hear that at the end?
At the end, you'll have some good things.
But you hear it and you're just like, oh.
Oh.
Because he just does, these good things.
All
like,
these
oh,
good things.
It's a good voiceover.
It's like creepy. Tasty cake. Well, that didn't seem as, I mean, I think $5 footlong is worse than that.
I want a tasty cake now.
You want a tasty cake because the guy went, it's all good now. You'll enjoy it.
Spicy with that smooth vanilla cream.
Hey, Esmeralda's found a second career.
I think so. You're going to take
I'm
over.
I'm going to be the tasty cake lady.
You're going to take over for Mason Adams.
It's the good things.
Now I'm trying to figure out, you know, I've been around this radio station for 31 years now. I should remember if somebody got let go or disciplined for not playing a Tasty Cake commercial. I should remember that.
And you'd think they would play Tasty Cakes during your time, during your shift, just because...
That's when people want to eat Tasty Cakes?
Yeah.
What are you saying? Everybody's high when they listen to my show?
No, nighttime snacky time.
Oh, nighttime snacky time.
Can't eat kale all the time.
Yes, you can. Kale, kale, kale. I love my kale.
No one wants a kale snack. You want a tasty
cake. Hey, for Christmas, this past Christmas, Orion Samuelson got chocolate-covered kale for Dave Ennett. I tried it, and it was delicious. It was. Only Dave and I would eat it. Nobody else would touch it. Everybody in the morning show was like, that's disgusting. I thought it was very tasty. But yes, he got a chocolate-covered kale, Orion did. So, of course, he had to have it specially made because they don't sell chocolate-covered kale. It's not like it's flying off the shelves like Tasty Cakes. So, all right. How about this next one? Number 12 on the list, probably the oldest jingle in the countdown. It was used in radio commercials first, and then it came out on TV.
Strange trouble in your home? Get Roto-Rooter on the phone. Trouble starts you cannot see. Underground, the roots of trees reach out to choke the sewer line, and a stopped-up sewer means trouble, drainage trouble. Water in the kitchen sink won't drain. Bathroom water just the same. Laundry water that will not drain. A stopped-up sewer may be to blame. Don't you worry, but don't delay. Phone Roto-Rooter right away for quick first aid you can depend on. Roto-Rooter to save the day.
Roto-Rooter is quick first aid for clogged sewers and stopped-up drains. The wonderful Roto-Rooter machine twists and turns and shaves lines clean.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter.
Fantastic. Now, you guys clearly don't remember the Roto-Rooter. The Roto-Rooter song. Oh, man. Roto-Rooter. I love the fact that there was a lovely song about sewer backup. Hey, let's write a catchy little jingle about sewer backup. Roto-Rooter. Call the Roto-Rooter, man. All right, how about this one? Oh, boy, this one.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow Mix comes in two varieties, original and seafood middles. A medley of mackerel, tuna, and crunchy centers bursting with seafood flavor. Meow Mix. Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow. Meow. And then they show, like, you know, it's clearly some woman doing the, you know, meow, 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 meow. And then they just show a bunch of different cats, like they're really singing it. All right. Boy. Okay, how about this one? Let's see if you guys... Now we're into the top 10. Top 10. Here we go. The top 10 of jingles of all time. Super Cute Kids did this one.
I am stuck on Band Aid Brand, cause Band Aid stuck on me. I am stuck on Band Aid Brand, cause germ don't stick on me. Left at home on site, no matter what, or fingers, toes, and knees.
Only Band-Aid Brand Plus Antibiotic has antibiotic ointment directly on the pad. It delivers protection against infection in one simple step. Effective, convenient, and from the brand you trust.
I am stuck on Band-Aid, because Band-Aid helps heal me.
See, you just get cute kids to say anything. That's what a lot of these, you know, the jingles in the near the top here, a lot of them involve kids, Dan, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get a little cute little kid, you know, I got a Band-Aid on my butt, and everybody will just go nuts.
You can't say no to a kid.
No.
For the most part.
No. Can't. Dan has one now.
I'm experiencing that firsthand. Can't even talk, and I can't say no.
It was funny because Dan, I was looking at Dan when Esmeralda, you said, you can't say no to a kid. Dan just starts shaking his head. Doesn't say a word, just starts knowingly shaking his head. All right, we got more jingles here. 312-981-7200. We got texts coming in with your thoughts and calls and all that cool stuff. 574 area code with Corrine Bailey Ray and Closer. Yeah. I'm assuming that it's Closer and not Closer. unless it's a song about Kira Sedgwick. She was on a show called The Closer. For those of you who don't remember, that was a show in the mid-2000s. Okay. Hi! It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about commercial jingles and playing some back. We are in the top 10 right now. And here is number 9.
Have it your way.
Two Whoppers, two Whopper Juniors, and four Coca-Cola. And would I have to wait long if you made one Whopper with no pickle and no lettuce?
No, sir. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Oh, well, in that case, could I have the other Whopper with extra ketchup?
Sure. We can serve your broad beef Whopper fresh with everything on topper. Any way you think is proper, have it your way.
Now that's the way to do things, our way.
Have it your way, have it your way at Burger King, Burger King.
Yeah. Yeah, that was everywhere too. Have it your way. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. Esmeralda, you remember Have It Your Way?
I don't know it as a song.
Really?
No, I don't remember ever hearing it as a song.
Again, that was 70s into early 80s. You were young then. Well, you weren't even alive then. You were born in 1983. So, yeah, I can understand that. All right, how about Kurt says, how about Brighto Brighto? Brighto Brighto, it makes old bodies new. We'll sell $1 million. Woo, 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 woo. That's from the Stooges. When they're going to go sell Brighto, Brighto, but they don't know it's medicine. They think it's like a polish, and they take off the paint on a cop's car with it, but then they find out that it's medicine. Brighto, Brighto, it makes old bodies new. We'll sell 1 million bottles. Woo, 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 woo. So, oh man! All right, how about this one? Jay in Wisconsin says, I can sing the Red Goose Shoes jingle. Oh, I remember that. I can't sing it, though. 815 area code, Jim and Margaret. We have this one, Hams. Sky Blue Water, Hams. Here we go.
From the land of sky blue waters.
Waters.
From the land of pines, lofty blossoms. From the very refreshing.
Pour an ice-cold Hams and treat yourself to the premium beer from land of sky-blue waters. Great-tasting Hams.
Hams, the beer refreshing. Hams, the beer refreshing.
That's right. From the land of sky-blue water, water. Did they have the animated bear in that commercial?
He was playing baseball.
He was the animated bear was playing baseball.
Right.
All right. Hams.
Those sound effects were the wind up, the pitch, the ball going over the
ball getting hit.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, you know, the Hams bear can do anything. From the land of sky blue water.
Hits for average, hits for power. It's quite impressive.
That's right. Yeah. His slugging percentage is insane. All right.
And then Corrine Bailey Ray comes in and closes the game. It's all set.
That's it. All right. How about this one?
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I'm part of an original crowd. And if you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
Oh, man, that was... was everywhere. So the dude who's in that commercial, the Dr. Pepper commercial there, they'd be, I'm a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper, you're a pepper. Yeah, David Naughton is his name. And he started out on those Dr. Pepper commercials, and then he went on to be in a sitcom called Making It, which, and he also had the hit single from the theme song from Making It. You guys, this is, I think this is before your time. This was the late 70s. It was Making It, and it was a hit single. And then he goes on to star in An American Werewolf in London. So, like, he's the star of American Werewolf in London. And he started off being a pepper. Yeah. He's making it. Yeah, are you enjoying the video, Dan? What's going on?
No, just this is. I'm surprised this hasn't made a Fly Jam Friday.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. That's during the disco. Clearly, during the disco era, right there was the fantastic theme song for Making It by David Naughton, who would like you to be a pepper too. Oh man, here's Jeff on WGN. Hey, Jeff.
I'm as bad as they come. I'm a 2-2 go one. I got look. I got brains. How you doing, Nick?
All right, man. What's up?
I was gonna let you know that Cheech and Chong did a version of Roto Rooter called Peter Rooter.
Why don't I remember that?
It was on the Los Cochinos album.
It was? Oh man.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, because I had that. I listened to that album all the time.
Yeah, and this here commercial thing kind of reminds me of that thing from Demolition Man, where the favorite radio station is the commercial jingle station.
Yeah, that's right. In Demolition Man, it was all about the. That's right. The only restaurant in Demolition Man was Taco Bell, and everybody listened to the radio station was with the jingles. That's right. I totally forgot about that. All right, Jeff. Thanks for the call, man. Yeah, reminding me of Cheech and Chong. I listen to that album constantly. You know, there was an album that Cheech and Chong released. I think that's the album he was talking about, where you got a giant rolling paper with the album in case you wanted to roll a giant joint. It came with a giant rolling paper. Cheech and Chong. Geniuses. All right. How about this?
I don't want to grow up, find a toy's wrecking. They got a million toys and toys are us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up, I'm a toy's just kid. They got the best for so much less, you really flip your lid.
From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz!
I don't want to grow up, cause baby if I did, I couldn't be a toy's rest kid.
More games, more toys.
Oh boy,
I want to be a toy's rest kid.
Yeah. See, again, kids, just say, have kids, just say, here, kids, say this. Be cute and say, I'm a Toys R Us kid. And you'll be a star like David Naughton. Because he's making it.
Is that who they use, talent agents?
You'll
be great, kid. You'll be like, David Naughton.
You'll be the new David Naughton.
You'll be making it.
Oh, man. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man. What's up?
Hope you're having a great summer. Yeah, I was telling your producer that my son and I were down by the Science and Industry Museum, and on the other side of the museum one day, the Band-Aid bus was out there. Came in all the way from Johnson & Johnson, New Jersey. And we went in there, and they were showing, like, 50 years of history of all the commercials and everything that went on with the Band-Aids.
So, wait, there's a truck that drives around the country that gives you the...
it's a bus.
It's a bus that drives around the country with the history of the Band-Aid in it.
Yeah, it's called the Band-Aid Bus. And they only break it out every so often. They were telling us, like, maybe once every 3 years they go on the road with it or something. And so... It was really cool. So we went in there, and they were playing, like, every commercial there was ever made with the Band-Aid song. And there was one that really caught my eye because there were, like, three guys in a locker room high school shower singing the song.
I remember.
And one of them, and one of the three guys was, like, John Travolta when he was, like, 16 years old.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And that shows
and
up.
I was like,
you know, like when they have those TV specials, it's like, hey, before they were stars, that commercial shows up all the time. The Band-Aid commercial with Travolta all the time.
That was the first time I ever saw it.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Mike, I got to run. We got to do the news. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Yeah, I love the fact that it's, you know, it's only 3 years they bring out the Band-Aid bus because it's such a huge event. it's such a monumental event that they can only do it once every 3 years. Bust out the Band-Aid bus. All right. The news is next. Yeah, man. Triple Play Thursday, everybody. Here, 574 area code, Corinne Bailey Ray, and that is Do You Ever Think of Me on Triple Play Thursday. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5, Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell and Steve Cochran at 6. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We're talking about commercial jingles that stay with you or classics, and we were busting down this list of the TV commercial jingles that are most memorable. And we are up to number 6 on the list here. And this is a very popular one to this day. I think they still I still think they use it.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat pie. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat pie.
You can keep it to yourself, but it wouldn't be fair, because that chocolate crispy taste is loved everywhere.
So give me a break.
I wasn't aware that there was like another verse.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's new.
Because now it's just give me a break, give me, and they just, and it's, but now it's just like,
right?
Because they're breaking off the.
That verse though is very polite.
It is.
Share.
Just share it. Why are you gonna be a jerk?
Yeah, you can't eat that. You shouldn't eat that. Share it.
Share it. It's already ready to bust in four pieces. So. If there's three people in a room with you, you're only going to eat one. Otherwise, you're a jerk. All right, that's Kit Kat. All right, oh, God, here we go. I think it's another kid one. There's another one with kids.
Hot dogs. Armor hot dogs.
What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Kids,
even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to bite.
Did he say sissy kids?
Yeah. He also said fat kids.
Fat kids, sissy kids. What the hell is that, man?
All kinds of kids. Fat kids.
Including fat kids and sissy kids.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, my God. What, do we have a year on that one? That's got to be the 70s, right?
I'm going to go with 70s, yeah.
It's got to be. It first aired in 1967.
Of course.
When there were so many fat kids and sissy kids all over the place.
Yeah. Kid can't throw a ball.
Jesus.
He'll eat Armor hot
dog. He'll eat an Armor hot dog. And you know the fat kid will. He'll eat anything. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Fat kid. I don't even remember. I mean, I know that jingle. I've heard it a million
right.
times. I don't remember. I don't
awful,
specifically
though.
Remember fat kids, sissy kids.
That's when you can tell the truth and not get in trouble.
It's like, you're fat kid.
Awesome.
Accept it.
Their kid's a sissy.
Because there weren't that many fat kids back then.
Well, there's fat kids all over the place now.
There's too many. Yeah.
So fat, it's all kids.
Fat. All kids. Fat kids are fat. Fat kids and sissy kids. I believe this might be my favorite jingle of the morning. Calling out the fat and sissies.
Wow. They all eat hot dogs, though.
Of course they do. They eat Armor hot dogs. All right. All right. How about this one?
Grab a bucket and mop. Scrub the bottom and top. There is nothing so clean as my burger machine. With a broom and a brush, clean it up for the rush. Before you open the door, or to shine on the floor. When we finish one then, start all over again. Tell me, what does it mean? At McDonald's it's clean.
Good Lord, that's a whole musical number.
I like that they have to tout that they're clean.
Yeah, I'm going to clean the floor.
Come and eat here. We're clean.
And so when I drop the flies on the floor and put them back in the box.
They'll have a chlorine taste.
Don't you remember them dancing with the mops?
Yeah, I do.
They were dancing all over the very clean, sparkling
very
McDonald's
clean.
Yeah. Kitchen.
Yeah. Is like that what it's like when you work there?
Yeah, oh, it was. We used to dance and sing when I was working at McDonald's. Oh yeah, yeah, it was great. That's a very realistic portrayal of what happened when I was working at McDonald's, dancing around with mops. Everything was really clean,
mm-hmm.
Especially after we got into the special sauce wars where we would shoot Mac sauce at each other. It was like a caulk gun. The tartar sauce for the filet of fish and the Mac sauce, the Big Mac sauce, they came in a tube like caulk,
mm-hmm.
And it was like a caulk gun, and we would just shoot them across the room at each other and smash each other in the head with tartar sauce and Mac sauce.
So I'm going to assume that at some point someone questioned McDonald's cleanliness.
So that was done. That was in the 70s. That was in the 70s.
And or fast food restaurants were not the cleanest, and they had to be like, no, we're really clean.
Yeah, but they care because you deserve a break today. All right, how about this? Oh, here we go. And here's another kid one. I wonder if there's a sissy or a fat kid's going to sing this one.
Class attention. Forward march.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
A big parade is so intense. Oh, I'm glad I'm not an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I never want to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, there would soon be nothing left of me. Oh, I love to be an
Oscar Mayer wieners are all meat, all good meat, rich in complete meat protein, mildly seasoned to bring out all the good meat flavor.
Everyone would be in love with me.
Next week, you handle just the refreshments, Freddy.
They're all meat and good meat.
See, I don't like when people just say, well, yeah, like, what's in it? Meat.
Meat. But it's good meat. This is good meat for your fat sissy kid.
Yeah, I farm raised those rats.
Oh, what man, is that funny.
Oh, man.
Okay, how about this one? This is classic.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
That's right. Bologna. The first name in Bologna.
I used to eat Bologna.
I still eat Bologna. You know why? Because it's made of meat. Good meat.
Good meat. I used to make a hole in the middle with my teeth.
You'd fold it? And
yeah.
Then, yeah, okay. I think everybody did that at some point.
I don't even know why. Like,
yeah.
What the...
Well, you got to have fun with your baloney.
Sure.
Oh, God. All right, Friday. Yes, everybody, mark that one down. Got to have fun with your baloney. 443 for Straight Out of Context.
I still eat some. My parents buy Oscar Mayer.
I do, too, every once
in
a while.
They buy the salami.
They buy the salami?
Right? Is that the one with,
yeah,
the,
they have
with the peppercorns?
Yeah, that would be salami. Yes.
Yeah, they love buying that stuff.
Wow. All right.
So good with mayo.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, you guys, you got to remember this one, right?
You worked too hard. You ate too much. The cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those Speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast. For acid indigestion alone, Alka-Seltzer Gold. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
So you don't remember Speedy.
No, I mean, I know of the plop, plop, fizz.
Yeah, plop, plop, fizz, fizz went all the way. I mean, they still, I every once in a while they'll dust that one off. But you don't remember the little Speedy?
No, it's been, they make it pretty serious with the Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah. Well, Speedy was like a little kid, but he was the mascot for Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, so he's like a little.
He was like a little, if I remember correctly, he's a little Alka-Seltzer. Like his body is an Alka-Seltzer.
Like a little round.
No, he's got a head and arms and stuff, but I think the middle part of his body is like an Alka-Seltzer. He's got a tablet for a hat, I think. Mary, do you remember what Speedy looked like? Speedy?
You know, I was always confused about him. I never could figure out what he was.
I know.
But he liked Armor hot dogs.
It's like, what is that thing? It looked like a little white blob.
Yeah.
Like but he was
Speedy.
I didn't get, yeah, like that was kind of disgusting.
I never knew that Alka-Seltzer was for upset stomachs.
What did you think Alka-Seltzer was for?
For hangovers. That's what I always connected it to.
You know, when a hangover, part of the symptoms of a hangover is an upset stomach.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. No, Alka-Seltzer's
like, yeah.
Alka-Seltzer's, they used to always do him in indigestion. You don't remember that, do you?
No, that's from eating.
I know, but that was part of the Alka-Seltzer commercial. Do you remember that, Mary? In indigestion, when they had the stomach moving.
Oh, yeah, it was really gross.
That was a commercial from the 70s.
Animated, yeah. Uh-huh.
In indigestion.
Sure.
You know what I mean. Like, they don't. Hangovers, I would think, in the advertisement are a little unsavory.
I guess, but so, it's but it's no, but Alka-Seltzer is not strictly for hangovers.
No, I know, but that's what I thought.
Oh, that's what you thought.
And
okay.
I just wanted to play with Alka-Seltzer just to see
it fit. Yeah.
They did look.
They
fun.
Used to call them fizzies.
Yeah.
Like Alka-Seltzer is like the brand name, but fizzy is like what it's like Kleenex and tissue. Fizzy is tissue. Kleenex is the brand. Fizzy, you know. Alka-Seltzer is a fizzy.
Okay.
They called them fizzies.
I never called it that, but okay.
But they did. They called it fizzies. They did.
I believe you.
I'm telling you. It's also a joke in Animal House. They say who, on vacation, who filled the swimming pool full of fizzies? The Delta House. They poured like 1,000 fizzies into the swimming pool.
Oh, boy.
All right. We got a break here for weather. In traffic.
Ragu introduces Chicken Tonight Simmer Sauces, and suddenly everybody's saying,
I feel like chicken tonight, chicken tonight.
Choose from 4 new sauces. Each one's made with real vegetables and herbs, so you can make dishes like country French chicken and chicken cacciatore. Just brown the chicken, simmer, and serve.
I feel like chicken tonight,
New Chicken Tonight Simmer Sauces from Ragu.
That's right. Chicken tonight. I feel like chicken tonight.
Did you hear he said herbs?
He did say herbs, didn't he?
What does he think, we're in England?
Yeah.
Herbs.
He wanted to be more sophisticated.
What does chicken tonight?
Chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Chicken tonight.
Do you ever eat chicken tonight?
Yes.
How was it?
It was just a sauce that you pour on chicken.
I wonder why it died.
I don't know. They specifically said it was for chicken, but you can pretty much put it on anything.
I mean, yeah, it is just a sauce.
It's just a sauce, you know?
They're so strict with
it. It's chicken! You can't pour that on beef!
Insanity!
What the hell is wrong with you? Are you a fat kid or a sissy kid? All right. Number one on the list of jingles ever. Here it is.
All beef patty, pickles, salad, cheese, and this pickle
snout. Pickles, cheese.
Oh. Lettuce and onion, sesame, all seed bunch.
I think they're describing a big...
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all sesame seed bun.
Say that again.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all sesame seed bun.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles, onions, all...
McDonald's Big Mac. The
big sandwich with the great big taste that everybody's talking about.
Sesame seed bun, and we forgot the onion.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did say onion.
Are you sure?
It said onion.
All right.
To all beef, patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
McDonald's Big Mac, the great big sandwich with a great big taste.
Lettuce,
pickles.
Hey,
that's a big Mac. You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
Where your dollar gets a break every day.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Good job. Do you have to learn that to work at McDonald's? Before you can
do anything there. That was the test. Can you sing the Big Mac jingle? Now, speaking of the same company, of McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking of.
Yes.
Here, in my opinion, is the greatest commercial jingle ever in the history of anything. This is the greatest commercial jingle of all time.
Give me back that filet fish. Give me that fish. Give me back that filet fish. Give me that fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
Why not get your own crispy golden filet of fish? Especially now when you can get one with medium fries and an ice cold soft drink for just $3.99.
Greatest. It's the greatest jingle of all time.
I remember looking that up later on and being like, remember that filet of fish jingle?
I had the guys on my show who composed it. A couple of burnouts, just a couple of potheads.
Is that the only thing they've done?
I don't know. I don't care.
They were like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, we just did it, man. It was cool. It was the greatest commercial. And the commercials were hilarious.
Yeah.
With the singing fish.
Yeah.
And the dude's just sitting there, like, eating his friend. You know, there's that fat dude with the beard sitting on they're in a garage. And he's like, look, and he's about to eat the filet of fish, and then the fish starts singing. It's the best jingle ever.
Did those jingle dudes get paid in fish fillets?
I don't know. I don't think they cared. They were just like, yeah, man, it was fun. Because I was obsessed with that commercial.
I mean, that is a great jingle.
Phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And the commercials were hilarious. They were hysterical. And they only did it for 2 years. They did it because, you know, they pushed the filet of fish during Lent.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, like, so right around February through about April, you'll get your filet of fish commercials. And so it was like 2008 and 2009, those 2 years during Lent, they did the filet of fish jingle commercial. And then like 2010, they changed it and they haven't done it since. It's ridiculous that it's not yearly. Ridiculous.
They don't do silly anymore, do they?
Not really. I don't know. Jerks.
I can't even think of... They do, like, we're fresh, young, hip kids eating
right.
McDonald's.
Yeah. Hey, we all have skateboards. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's right. We're going to skateboard to the McDonald's.
We're going to go to skateboard to the McDonald's. We're going to watch episodes of Jackass, and we're going to get on our skateboards and get some Filet-O-Fishes. 847 area code with another one of my favorites of all time ever.
Mm-hmm.
The Sponge Monkeys from the Quiznos commercials.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest. I loved, everybody hated them so much. Remember when those commercials came out?
Did you ever look into who that was and everything?
I never did. No,
because I knew about him before this. Because
we did the moon. We like the moon. Mm-hmm. That was an internet thing.
Yeah, he had a bunch of other stuff that was really funny.
We like the moon. They got a pepper bar.
He had a thing with Viking kitties.
You're right. That's exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's exactly what I know. I remember now. Yeah,
I actually just looked them up recently.
Those commercials were great.
Of most of everything.
Boy, the listeners hated it. I would bring it up all the time. They hated I because I loved the Quiznos commercials.
Yeah.
And the Burger King.
It's a bit of a grating voice that they use.
I don't care.
That.
It was hilarious. And like my listeners would get so mad because I love the Burger King. When they brought the Burger King back and he's like the guy wakes up and the Burger King is in bed with him.
Oh God.
The greatest I'm telling you I never laughed so hard. My favorite one though is when the guy is like looking in the backyard. He's standing at the back door. He's looking in the backyard, and about 500 feet away is the Burger King. You can kind of see him standing there. And then they cut back to the guy, and the guy looks back. And then he looks back outside, and the Burger King is at the door.
He's like that clown. I was hanging around Wisconsin.
That's why I like it. How about the one where the guy wakes up in the morning, he lifts up the shade, Burger King is standing right outside.
Oh,
with
my God.
The best.
Did Did you go to the website when they had that?
Oh, are you kidding?
You can make him do stuff.
Make him do stuff. I also made the guy in the chicken. Remember the guy in the chicken costume? You could do.
And if you made him try to do something dirty, he'd go, no.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you went to that one, too. So did I. All right, how about this one? Let's see. Here, this is classic. Bum on my baby back, baby back, baby back. Bum on my baby back, baby back, baby back. Bum on my baby back. Chili's. Bum on my baby back rib. Bum on my baby back. Chili's baby back rib.
Barbecue sauce. Bum on
my baby. Chili's. Bum on my baby back rib. Bum on my baby. Chili's baby back rib.
Barbecue sauce. Bum on my baby
back. Wow, that's a full production right
there. Yeah, it's really produced.
That's really amazing. Professionally done.
I think it's their demo.
I think that was Huey Lewis in the news, wasn't it? I think he did that.
Terry Lewis.
It was Terry Lewis. It was Jerry Lewis and Terry Thomas. Terry Thomas and Huey Lewis. All right. How about this one?
Get your skis shined up. Grab a stick of juicy fruit. The taste is gonna move ya. Take a sniff. Pull it out. The taste is gonna move you when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy fruit is gonna move you. It chews the salt, it gets right to you. Juicy fruit, the taste is gonna move you.
That's right.
Please take a sniff.
Take a stick.
Oh, I said take a sniff.
Not sniff, stick.
Although I would agree with him because juicy fruit smelled amazing. Even after you ate all the juicy fruit, that package still smelled so good.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. We're going to play one more, but we want to check in with Steve and find out what's happening on the opening bell. So let's do that right now. Here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, does it feel like 5 years since Tim Cook has taken over for Apple? He's celebrating his fifth year as CEO. We're going to talk to Roger Cheng of CNET about this today. Apple's obviously got a lot of followers. What does the future hold, and will Tim Cook be at the helm? All coming up next with the opening bell.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. All right. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Just one more. One more. And it's local.
Oh.
Oh.
We got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too.
Compliment any meal with mustard, turnip, and collard greens, just 29 cents a pound. Try them with smoked picnic ham, 69 cents a pound. Delicious with farm-raised catfish, $1.59 a pound. And great with chicken leg quarters, fixed your favorite way, only 29 cents a pound.
There you go.
That mooing oink. That's the best part.
That's the best part. All right. Esmeralda, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Fly James Friday, and we're going to have Rod Pyle on to talk about aliens contacting us.
Good.
You know that they're starting to contact us.
Because I don't believe that whole phooey.
It's not. It's real.
I believe there are aliens.
It's E.T.